Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. This morning's message is brought by Faye Clark.
Good morning. How is everybody this morning? Cool. Who's ready for some more of God? Oh, that wasn't very good. Who is ready for some more of God? That's a bit better. Okay. So, we're going to start right out in Ephesians 3:20 this morning. Straight into the Word. So, we've got two versions here. We've got the New Living Translation. Which says this. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we could ask or think. Yes. Good version.
Yeah.
However, I found a better version. And the message says this. God can do anything.
Yeah,
you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's cool.
So that's anything. Anything, okay? So, if we could just get a hold of this, then we would get a hold of the more than of God.
Yeah.
Okay? He is bigger than us.
Yes.
All right? He's bigger than us.
Yeah.
So, if we don't hope or imagine or dream with God, how can he possibly show us the more than of him?
Yeah.
Now, we have the fullness of God when we get saved and make Jesus our Lord. So I'm not talking about the fullness of heaven. I'm talking about the more than of God, getting to know him more. And, you know, when we meet somebody for the first time, I'm talking about friends here. I'm not talking about husbands or wives. I'm talking about when we meet someone for the first time, we kind of think, oh, we click with those people. Oh, I like this about that person. But we don't know them, okay? We just know them on a surface level. Okay. So when we first get saved, we know God on the surface level. We know about him. We've heard about him. He sounds pretty good. And we kind of think, oh, I want to know more about this God. But then the journey starts and we get to know the more than of God. He takes us on a journey of relationship.
Yeah.
Just like in the physical, when, you know, when I met Hazel for the first time, I didn't know everything there was to know about Hazel, but I kind of liked her. I liked what she was about. I liked the way that she communicated. I liked what she stood for. I spent time getting to know her. And the more I got to know her, the more that I wanted to know her and I wanted to invest in her. A bit like God, the more we get to know him, the more he wants to invest in us and the more we want to make space for God to invest into us. Okay. So he doesn't just want to know us on a bare minimum relationship. He wants a deep relationship with us where he can show us more of who he is and more of who we are in him. It's not just about us knowing more about God. It's about us knowing more of who we are in him, which then allows his power at work in us to be outworked. Okay. So why? So we can live the fullness of life. So that we can live that fulfilled life that Pastor Shane was talking about last month. So that we don't live a mediocre life, but we can live the fullness of God at work in us. Therefore, we become fulfilled the more that we know of God. The more we know, the more we want to know. The more we learn, the more we want to make space for him. So, we've just heard in the Word that there's more to God than we will know. It must be true because the Word tells it. So we don't know it all right now. Well, if you do, you can come and pray for me because I don't know it all. But I want to know more, okay? And the more we pour out and don't hold back, the more God can reveal himself to you, to me.
Yeah.
If we don't pour out, how do we know how much more that God can pour in?
That's good.
Okay? If we hold back, how much more do we know that God's got? We don't, because we're holding something back and we're not willing to trust God.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine this. Every morning the alarm goes off, we get up and we say, this is your day, God.
Yeah.
You might already do that every day. Again, you can come and pray with me because I don't. I've just been really honest, okay? So imagine we get up out of bed every day and we say, today is your day, God. Wow. What are you going to do in my life today? We would get rid of the person that stumbles for the snooze button, that stumbles out of bed, that gets dressed with blurry eyes, that throws some breakfast down their neck, and goes out to meet the day with no expectation at all, other than to survive it. Am I the only person that does that? That is really good. I'm relieved. Okay. We're not called to survive. Okay, we're called for something bigger. We're called to thrive in the abundance of a God-given life, living fulfilled in our purpose and in our call, walking in all that he has planned for us. How many of us do that? I've had a great week this week because I've been preparing this. I've got up every day and I've gone, right, God, today is your day. What are you going to do with it? Because I can't bring this word if I haven't done it. And you know, I've had the best week at work. I've had a really stressful time at work recently. It's been awful. And I'm like, God, when are you going to take me out of this place? Because I can't stand it anymore. But this week I've gotten up. I've put some worship music on. I've not snoozed forever, which I normally do, and gone, quick, I've got like 5 minutes to get a shower, get my makeup on, get dressed and get to work. I've gotten up, I've put some music on, and I've said, right, God, today is your day. What are you going to do with it? And do you know, when we do that, he far exceeds anything that we can hope and imagine. When I've done that this week, he's far exceeded my expectation of the day. I haven't just survived it, I've enjoyed it. I've seen God at work. He's shown himself at work in my workplace. He's shown me where I can do things better so that he can be glorified. So, are we ready? Are you really ready for God to blow you away every day with what he's got in store for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right then. Okay, because this right now is an adventure of faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but when you watch an adventure film, it's quite exciting. The characters are full of anticipation and hope of what might happen, but they don't know because it hasn't happened yet. And we need to be a people that get up in the morning ready for the adventure of faith,
yeah,
not knowing what's going to happen, but expecting something to happen.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping and dreaming with God about today? What are you hoping for? Are you ready to imagine everything God can do through you? Because you know what? He's waiting for you to look up and see what's next. He's waiting for you to step into all that he has in store for you, to adventure with him. And I want to say this. Don't put it off. Don't stop. Don't delay. Today is the day of new beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to go a little bit backwards, because I like to be a bit backwards sometimes. No, I'm only joking. I like to start at a point, which is Ephesians 3:20, as we know, but I like to work my way back. How did Paul get to that massive statement of God is more than you can hope and imagine? Okay, maybe we need to understand that to understand why we need to hope and imagine. So,
yeah,
we're going to take a quick look, not at all of Ephesians, but we're going to rewind a bit and look at why Paul reminds us that we are not an accident, okay? We're saved because of the deliberate planning and action of God. That is a fact. Okay. So you might want to get your pens, pencils, iPads ready, because this is going to help you to understand. If you look at these scriptures when you go home, let them really rest in you, work in you. So Ephesians 1 verse 4 says, we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Fact.
Yeah.
Not a question, it's a statement. Okay. We were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. You were chosen by God himself. You were not an accident. Okay. That is the truth. Whatever anybody else has to say doesn't matter. The fact is, you were chosen by God himself.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 11. We are predestined to be with him in heaven when this life ends. Fact. If you have given your life to Jesus, then that is true for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ephesians 2, 5 and 7. We are saved by his grace and seated with him in heavenly places already. You don't have to wait to die to be seated with God in heavenly places. Today you are seated with God in heavenly places. Every morning when you get up, it's an adventure. Okay, we're already doing it.
Yeah. Amen.
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. We have all that we do in Jesus, not because we deserve it, but because he extends his grace unto us.
Yeah.
We don't deserve any of it, but God loves us unconditionally and he wants us to have fullness of life here on earth as well as in eternity.
Yeah.
Okay. Ephesians 2 verse 10. We are a people made useful to and usable by God through the grace and power of God.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not just useful to him, he wants to use you.
Yes.
He wants to use you to extend the kingdom. Everybody who is here today is here for a reason.
Yes.
You've got a call, you've got a purpose to make Jesus known.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's our statement of purpose in this church, is to make Jesus known.
Yes.
We've got a job.
Amen.
God's going to use us to fulfill the purpose of the call at ECC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm excited. You're all very quiet. So Ephesians 2, I like Ephesians 2. You should read Ephesians 1, 2 and 3, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 to 18 is talking about we are a people who were separated from God because of sin, yet we've been brought near to him by the precious blood of Jesus. We were once sinners, every one of us in this place was once a sinner. They didn't know Jesus, we do still sin every day. But he's purchased us at a price.
Yeah.
Okay, when we accepted Jesus, he covered us by the blood that he shed on the cross.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
We are no longer separated from God,
yeah,
but joined in that eternity now today.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it? I'm so excited about what God did. I hope you feel encouraged, because
yeah,
this should be encouraging us about what God has not just done, but is doing today and tomorrow and every day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ephesians 2, verse 19. We are now fellow citizens.
Yes.
Okay, we belong to God. We belong to one another, one body.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2, 19. We are in his family. Okay. Living this way as family. I belong to you, unfortunately. You belong to me, thank you Jesus, and we belong together, and we belong to God. So, turn to the person next to you and say, I belong to you.
I belong to you.
And then you need to say back to them, you belong to me.
You belong to me.
And we belong to God.
We belong to God.
Did everybody say that? Because if they didn't, we're going to have to do it again. Right, okay, we're going to look at one another in the eye, because this is the truth, and we're going to make this statement. I belong to you.
I belong to you.
You belong to me.
You belong to me.
We belong to God.
We belong
Woo!
To God.
That means we are his body.
Yeah.
Okay, Ephesians 2, 22. Working together as part of his body, we achieve what we achieve as individuals is multiplied.
Yeah.
Okay, when we work together, it is multiplied into the more than of God.
Mm-hmm.
Team, together each achieves more.
Yeah.
I love it. When we work together as a team, one body, one heart, one mind, one spirit, one accord, dreaming, hoping, living for God, he is going to achieve more than we can hope or imagine. 400, 400, 4,000. Come on. We need to dream big, because if we're not dreaming big, it's not God. If we can accomplish it in our own strength, it's not God at work in us. Okay. Oh, I'm getting a bit warm up here. There is more. There is more. Okay. Paul tells us in these three chapters, there's more. So you need to go away and read them so you know what the more of is. We haven't got time this morning to cover everything that's in Ephesians 1, 2 and 3, but there's more.
Yeah.
There's more God wants you to know. There's more that he wants you to understand the truth of who he is, the more than of him. Okay. But these few statements should be enough to encourage us every day until we get to glory. Okay. If you're feeling a bit down, remind yourself of all of those.
Yeah.
It will transform your day. I can definitely assure you. Okay. When we understand and get a grasp of them, the more of God is revealed to us.
Yes.
All right. That's what the word's for. The word is for us to understand more of God, the more than of God that is available to us in our walk with him.
Amen.
He created us for greatness. He created you for greatness. I know an amazing pastor that told us that.
Yeah.
But it's true, because it says in the word that he created us for greatness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His greatness is at work in you. Therefore, we were created for greatness, because he is great. And if he is in you, you are great because of him.
That's right.
Okay. The more we pour out to him and for him, the more space we make for him to show us the more of who he is. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Everyone looks a little bit blank. Please give me a smile. It will so encourage me right now. Thank you, Lizzie. So the more that we pour out, the more that we give, the more it gives space for God to pour more into us.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
The more we trust him, the more he can show how trustworthy he is.
Yes.
The more that we are faithful, the more faithful God can show us he is.
Yes.
The more we love, the more he can pour out his love for us.
Yeah.
Notice it required an action.
Right.
The more we pour out, the more that God can pour in.
Yeah.
The more that we love, the more of his love he can show us, because we're making space for him.
Yeah.
When you pour something out of a jug, you're making room for more to go in.
That's right. Yeah.
And a bit like our colander, when you pour out of the jug, that pours out onto something else. The more we pour in, we can't contain it in there because it always flows out, but we can always pour more in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to tell you this, okay? God is not a God that disappoints.
Amen.
He never lets us down. He'll never disappoint you.
Yeah.
He will never hold anything back from you. Never.
Yes.
Okay. He is amazing.
Yeah.
He never falls short.
Yeah.
He always shows us more than we can hope and imagine. Other people fall short for us.
Mm-hmm.
Other things fall short for us.
Yeah.
God will never disappoint. He is always trustworthy.
Yeah.
He always loves. He always wants more for us.
Yeah.
He will never let us down.
Sure.
Yeah. So, what stops us or hinders us from giving more to God? If we know it in our head, why aren't we doing it? Okay. If we know in our head that the more we pour out of him, the more space we make for him to show us more of him, more trust, more faith, more love, more of what we need, more of who he is, what stops us from being generous? Okay, what stops us from giving with our lives into other people? I thought we could have a bit of a shout out, because I've done a lot of talking. Any ideas? What stops us? What hinders us?
Fear.
Fear, that's on my list. What are we scared of?
Rejection.
Humiliation. Are we frightened that God won't act according to his word?
Unbelief.
Ooh. It's a good one. Any more?
Doubt.
Yay. Oh, that's number two. This is good. Are we doubting Thomas's? No way. You can't be Jesus. I am. No way. God couldn't have said that. He couldn't have done. Why would he want to use me? Ooh, could that be pride? Do we know better than God? Of course we don't. Maybe we like to think so. But it's not the truth. God knows better than we do.
Yeah.
Any more?
Insecurity,
unbelief. Any more? Okay, this is what's on my list. So we've had fear. We've had doubt. We just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We can have all of the like spiritual things, or we're doubting and we're fearful. We just don't want to do it. Am I the only person? Come on, surely not. Everyday life responsibilities. Life just gets in the way. We had this discussion at Connect on Tuesday, balancing dreaming and imagining and hoping against everyday responsibility. Living every day, but trusting that God's got more for us.
Yeah.
Living every day, but holding on to those promises that seem so big and so impossible. How is it ever going to happen? Sin. We all sin every day, don't we? Sin hinders us. Selfishness. Ooh. We can wrap it up into loads of things, can't we? Lack of faith, time, and attitude. Now, I don't know about you, but I can probably identify with all of those that stop me entering into the more than of God. Thank you, Jesus. You only want to deal with them one at a time. Otherwise, I might have a meltdown. But I was chatting with somebody in the week and we were just sharing some stuff. And I was saying, you know, when we identify what hinders us, we can do something about it. Okay, we can put things in place when we start to recognise these things creeping into our life. The word, accountability with people, going to God, asking the Holy Spirit to help you. When we recognise what hinders us, we can do something about it. When we choose not to recognise the hindrance or ignore it because we just don't want to do it, we're robbing ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. We're robbing ourselves of the more than of God that he's got for us. It's not because God doesn't want to do it. It's not because God doesn't want to give it. It's not because you're not worthy enough or you don't deserve it. Because it's none of those. Yeah. All of that was covered in the cross. All of that was covered the day that you said yes to Jesus. You entered into the fullness of Christ. Okay, but he's got more for you.
Yeah.
More for you. More than how you're living right now.
Yeah.
More than what you're doing right now. More than what you're hoping for right now. Because when he meets what you're hoping for right now, what are you going to do then?
It's good.
Because there's more.
That's right.
Okay, when we get to 400, what are we hoping for then? Oh, we've got to 400. Now we don't know what to do because we've held on to that promise of 400 for so long. Oh, God's going, well, but there's more. Why do you want to stop at 400? Come on.
Yeah.
There's more than 400 people to be saved in Ballston alone.
Yeah, that's good.
Let alone Ibstock and Desford and Newbold Verdon and Market Bosworth and the whole 25-mile radius that God talked to us about. What are we going to do when we get to 400? Because what are we hoping for? God hasn't just got 400 people for us. God just hasn't got the bare minimum for you.
Right.
What are you hoping for and what are you going to do when God meets that need?
Come on.
Hope for more.
Yeah.
I like it, Keith. We have always got to be hoping for more, asking God. We can only do that if we're in relationship with him.
Yeah.
And not a surface level relationship.
Yeah.
I can't go up to somebody I don't know very well and say, oh, I've got a massive issue, can you help me? I can only say that to Hazel because I've got a relationship with her. I trust her. I know she's trustworthy. I know she's faithful. I know that she wants the best for me.
Yeah.
And God gives us these people for a physical.
Yeah.
We can see them. But his relationship with us is so much more than any that I can have with Hazel, than I can have with Steve, than I can have with Charlene, than I can have with Pastor Shane.
Yeah.
All these people that God has put in my life to show me the attributes of him,
yeah,
is only a small measure.
Yeah.
At some point, those people will let you down. They will let me, not because they want to,
yeah,
but because they're not God.
That's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they love you any less.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that they love you any less.
That's right. Yeah.
So, when we identify what hinders us, we can do a divine exchange. I can't do Hazel's divine exchange. She can only do it with God herself. Only you can do the divine exchange with God that changes what hinders into the more than of God, which is so much better. Paul's point is that God is able to do all these marvellous things and more. And if he can do that, then he is more than able to give us the great blessings that Paul prayed for in Ephesians 16 to 19. Check it out. If you don't know what they are, check it out because it's pretty amazing. He is able to empower us. He is able to enable us to know his love and to show that same love to others. He is able to enable us to grasp who he is and all that he has done for us through Jesus.
Yeah.
Our God is capable, he's powerful, and he's strong.
Yes.
He is capable, he is powerful, and he's strong.
Amen.
Paul says that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think.
Yeah.
Okay, the phrase exceedingly, abundantly, above had the idea of going above and beyond. Okay, God exceeds this. God exceeds what you can only imagine. God exceeds what we ask for. His ability goes beyond the limits of what we think. His ability can go beyond what we can even imagine. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? If you think what you can only hope and imagine, and God's ability goes way beyond that. If we can only hope or imagine 400, God's ability goes way beyond that. Thank God that there's no limit to his power. Okay, he can move mountains, he can change lives, he can lift burdens, he can meet needs, he can change lives, he can transform us into vessels of honour for his glory. There is nothing that he can't do in us when we're willing to let him do it. You know, this is just a small glimpse of how great God is. Okay. He is just so able, he's so amazing, he's so powerful. And when we get a grasp of that, we can start to believe it. And it's not here we need to believe it. It's here, in our heart. It's not in our head. We need to believe it in our heart. When we start to get a grasp and let it outwork in our heart, it will revolutionise our walk with him. Okay, I'm going to finish with this. God's faithfulness means that everything he says and does is certain. Okay. The word says it, that we can be sure and certain. Our faith activates the more than of God.
Yeah.
We see it loads and loads of times in the Bible. And I don't know if you've ever read Hebrews 11, but it sums it up pretty well for us. I'm not going to read all of it, but I just want to give you an example. You can turn to it if you want. Okay, so in here are some great examples of faith. Great examples of people that had to walk in faith, but they saw the more than of God when they stepped out in faith. Some people would have thought they're absolutely crazy, but God was more than able. Faith is the confidence that we have. Faith is the confidence that we hope for. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earn a good reputation. By faith we understand the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Okay. When you go on to read Hebrews, it talks about Noah and the ark. Really dry, really dusty. Noah's building an ark because it's going to rain. People are like, what are you doing, Noah? Seriously. Hello? Have you seen how dry it is? We are not going to get any rain. But Noah had heard God.
Yeah.
It seemed crazy. It seemed ridiculous. It seemed out there. Noah had a choice. He could listen to God and obey. Or he could look at the circumstances and go, come on, God. Rain? Hello? Even if we have a bit of a thunderstorm, we're not going to get a flood, are we, that a massive, great big boat's going to float in? But God knew best.
Yeah. Yeah.
God had a plan. It included Noah and an ark. Today, God has a plan.
Yeah.
It includes you.
Sure.
Right? It might be as crazy as building a boat. If you came and told me that's what God was saying, I would not question it. Because it might rain and I might want to get on it. I'm not saying that God's saying you've got to build a boat. But if you encourage yourself in Hebrews 11, go home and read it. Go home and read some of the crazy things that God spoke to people to do. Sacrificing sons? Hello? Would you do that? Seriously, he was a brave man. I don't know what his wife must have thought. No, well, exactly. Steve wouldn't tell Sharon. But it's amazing. I was so encouraged by Hebrews 11. All of those amazing men and women of God that were obedient, even to the crazy things. Okay. It sums it up pretty well. So, he is 100% reliable.
Yes.
100% of the time.
Yes.
Not 95%.
Yes.
100% of the time, he is reliable.
Yeah.
Okay. He does not fail. He does not forget.
Right.
He does not falter. He does not change.
Amen.
And he does not disappoint.
Yes. Yes.
He says what he means, and he means what he says.
Yes.
And therefore, does everything he says that he will do. What are you expecting God to do? He created us for greatness. His greatness is at work in you. His greatness is at work in me. Tell yourself right now that his greatness is at work in me.
His greatness is at work in me.
It's the truth. And if you don't believe it, you need to keep telling yourself until you believe it. Because that's what the word says.
That's right.
Not by might or by power or anything that you can do, but only by his Holy Spirit at work in your life. It's not a massive, great, big ego thing. It's a God thing.
Yeah.
You're not great because you're great. You're great because God in you makes you great.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ooh,
amen.
Come on.
Yes, yes.
God will never let us down.
Yeah.
He will never disappoint.
Mm.
He will never hold anything back from you. He never falls short. He is more than able. He exceeds all that we hope or imagine.
Yeah.
Our God is able.
Come on. Yes.
And my last question is this. Right now, let's just settle ourselves before God, the great one. Whatever season you're in right now, whether you're dancing on the mountaintops, or you feel that you're in a valley of decision, whether you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, or you don't, or you're questioning, you're here today under this word for a reason. God wants you to know the more than of him today. What are you expecting or believing that God will do? What's holding you back from the more than of him? What's holding you back and hindering you from giving and living in the more than of God? He is waiting right now to exceed all that you can hope or imagine as you make space for him to move. Listen and obey.
Yeah.
Hebrews 11, they listened and they obeyed.
Mm.
The more you give, the more God can give. The more you pour out, the more he can pour in. The more you love, the more of his love he can reveal to you. Make space for him today. And you will start to see the more than of God at work and outworked for his glory. It's a more than lifestyle that God has for us. His glory can't be seen if we don't allow the more than of God to be at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever your need is right now, God requires something of you. The woman that only had enough to feed her son for that one last supper, she could choose to not give. But when she gave to the prophet, God gave it exceedingly more than she could hope or imagine. She chose to give and God poured in far more than she could have asked for, far more than she could have hoped for, far more than she could have imagined. And right now we're going to worship, and just as we worship, identify that hinders you and do that divine exchange with God today, because he's got the more than waiting for you. When you give, When you give it up, when you stop holding back, he can start to pour out the more than into your life. And today, he wants you to leave here with the more than of him. So, yeah, let's pray. There's just one last scripture. I want to pray over you before we worship. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for your word today. God, I thank you that, yeah, just as we worship you now, there's that opportunity for a divine exchange with you. Father, I thank you that as we let go and let you in, God, you're going to exceed our expectation. I thank you, God, that as we go from this place and continue to listen to all that you have for us, Father, that we can get up and we can not just survive a day, but we can thrive in the fullness of God, that we can live out the more than of God, that we can develop a deeper relationship with you where you want to show us the more than of who you are, not a bare surface relationship, but a deep, deep relationship where we know that you are trustworthy and you are faithful and that you are never going to leave us or forsake us. You are never going to disappoint us. You are never going to fail us. But God, as we make that choice to let go of what we're holding on to, that we recognize that hinders us from the more than of you, God, I thank you that today you're waiting for us to move into the more than of God, to let go and to let God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.